Balochistan Liberation Front, which is fighting for separate Balochistan from Pakistan due to atrocities committed by Pakistan Army against the people living in the region, has published its annual report 2022, in which it has given details of its armed activities against the Pakistan Army. According to the report, in 2022, 10 Baloch rebels affiliated with BLF sacrificed their lives on the front to defend their territories, which it calls motherland. In 2022, it carries out a total of 162 lethal attacks against Pakistan forces, in which about 213 Pakistani soldiers were killed. Also during its armed activity against Pakistan Army, it destroyed 11 mobile towers and about 27 Pakistani military agents and death squad members were killed. In 2022, Baloch freedom fighters challenged the Pakistan Army on every front of the war, on urban and guerrilla fronts. Their best war tactics made the Pakistan Army desperate. Baloch freedom fighters carried out a total of 162 attacks on the Pakistan Army, in which 213 personnel were killed, and more than 100 were injured, including 7 SSG commandos. Weapons of 5 army personnel were seized, 39 checkpoints of the occupying forces, and 8 checks posts and fronts were also targeted. 26 grenade attacks and 20 sniper attacks were carried out by the Baloch rebels. 13 convoys of the army, 22 military vehicles and trucks were targeted, 12 military motorcycles and 10 army camps were destroyed. 11 landmine attacks and 4 remote control attacks were also carried out. 11 mobile towers and their machinery were damaged, and 27 agents and informers of Pakistan Army were killed and 3 were injured, Sangar publication affiliated to BLF reported, quoting BLF 2022 report as saying. The report further says that in 2022, Baloch rebels carried out attacks on the military construction company FWO, in which 5 workers were injured in 13 attacks, also 16 vehicles and machinery were targeted and set on fire. An attack was carried out on Sindh Rangers, one on the Navy camp and one on narcotics. 4 state polling stations were also targeted during local body elections by BLF rebels. 2 convoys of trucks carrying goods from Gwadar port were targeted. Also, 15 trucks supplying goods to the FWO and the army were also attacked and damaged. In a clear warning to Pakistan Army, BLF has further added that the BLF will intensify its attacks on Pakistan's projects this year to force them to leave the motherland. Those Baloch who support and inform the Pakistani Army and other activities against the freedom movement should not participate in this anti-national activities, it added. While appealing to the people of Balochistan, the BLF has said, instead of strengthening the shackles of slavery and supporting the enemy, Baloch people should play their role for the freedom of Balochistan, so that their future generations will not be ashamed because of them. In this war of independence, it has become necessary for the Baloch nation to fight unitedly so that a new bright dawn can begin due to the blood of martyrs and the sacrifices of the nation and Sarmachas. BLF attacks on occupied Pakistani forces will continue with intensity until the freedom of occupied Balochistan. BLF appeals to the public to stay away from military installations, checkpoints and convoys as Sarmachar can target the enemy at any time and place. Reads the report.